My great-great-grandpa lived with his brother, Jacob Nicholas Schmitz, when they came over from Luxembourg. And then their father came the next year, and he lived with the two sons on a farm which I've now found out was on the reservation. Well, you know, we all want to make our ancestors noble, and I think I'm taking good strides to not do that. But in our mind, we want them to be noble. We don't want them to be reservation squatters. That's not very noble. So I have to believe they didn't do it out of maliciousness, not because I think my people are great, just simply come over with a family and break the law. That doesn't fit an immigrant's typical pattern or a way of doing things. Well, so my ancestors came in 1857 to New Ulm, 1856 to Chicago, spent the winter, and then immediately to here, which I have to attribute the Luxembourgers getting along with German idea. But he had a brother, John Schmitz, who had a wife and I believe four or five children, who spent a year or two in Bellevue, Iowa, and then came to the New Ulm area in 1859. And he also settled on the reservation. Now, we're down in the southeast corner of it. It's not like they've plopped in the middle of it, of course, but nonetheless, they're where they shouldn't be. Again, I don't know that they did that maliciously. My understanding is the borders, the physical border markers were missing, and there might have been, well, you know, you can go on there, that little bit. That's probably okay. I'm envisioning it to be something like that.